Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time, and I'm so incredibly happy to be joining you. I know it's been a while. So many of you have been worried. You've been concerned. You've been reaching out to me, and it's a beautiful thing. But with everything that's happening and everything that's transpired since the last time I came to you, all weepy-eyed, I just want to let you know, I got to give you an idea of where my head is at and what's going on. We're in an interesting time right now. This is a very important time, a spiritually significant time. And God is revealing himself in ways in my life and online because of everything that I share. If not here on X, Jacob Israel 71, you should follow me there. But everything that I've been sharing lately, it is, this has been heavy on my heart. And I've just kind of been waiting and waiting. I'm like, oh Lord, when are you going to give me the, when are you going to give me the go ahead? You know, when are you going to give me the, because there's so much happening with this terrible, you know, terrible event that just went down at this school, which is something that I worried about. This is something that I was very concerned about. In fact, 2 months, 1 week, and 1 day ago, I put out a post where I worried that such a thing was going to happen. On June 27th, 2024, I put out this post right here, and I said the Bears trending at number 7, which was 2 years, 1 month, 1 day ago from when I actually, remember I did a show, and I was talking about Elisha the prophet and how the prophet was going, and the 21 youths. They were probably young adults. They came out and they were pointing fingers and mocking the prophet. And what ended up happening was two bears came out and destroyed the youths. So I was concerned. I did that video. There's a picture of it right there. Trump is the bear. Has this been the plan all along? And at the time, since Bear was trending at number 7, I was concerned. So I put out a post. And the post that I put out said, so I said that I really hoped that no tragedy would happen because, you know, the Bear was trending. And you see right here, it has to do with the story of Elisha and the two bears, which is the Second Amendment. And then, of course, this happened, this terrible event happened. And now we hear this.
We continue to call on Congress to do something, to do something. We need universal background checks. We need to ban in high capacity. Require safe storage, invest in violence prevention programs, and pass a national red law. Enough is enough. And I cannot say this enough, which is enough is enough.
Enough is enough. It's just like that the Illuminati trading card, the where Trump is screaming enough is enough. But I worried on June 27th that might happen. And in that post, I referenced, you know, the number 21. And here we are, 2 months, 1 week, 1 day from me being concerned that something like this would happen. And it happened. And it breaks your heart. Because now all of the other stuff that comes out of it, all the fallout that comes out of it, all the people that question it, and whether it, which all of these things really are such a terrible thing to distract us from what's really happening, which is that there is something going on spiritually and that things are being revealed. We have people right now that are, they're being called, you know, Russian assets. Ironically, this is a thing that's hit many of our big time influencers like Tim Pool and Benny Johnson and, you know, Tucker Carlson and all of them. And then you have people on two different sides of the coin. Some people are defending them saying, oh, this is Russia, Russia, Russia all over again. But then you have the DOJ who brings this indictment. And now it's unsealed in New York Southern District, and that, you know, that they were working and they gave like $10 million to Tenet Media. Which is interesting. They're saying that they've been duped. They're saying that they've been duped. You know, they just, even though this indictment is something that is, it's serious, right? It's serious, and especially now when we have election time right around the corner. And the problem is that everybody's so filled with fake news, they don't know what to believe. But I'll tell you one thing. Exactly 6 months before this happened, I did a video about Mr. Poole. Mr. Tim Pool. I did a video where I was telling everybody that a tree is known by its fruit and that these are your leaders and these are your heroes. And I've been warning everybody not to follow after their actions, which divide. You know, if they're sowing hate and division and a lot of other things, then you really shouldn't be going after them. But a lot of people go after them. So I did this video where I was talking about Tim Pool, and I had said that he's, you know, a propagandist. And I also said that it's time for the Lord to reveal it. 6 months later, he's being, his name's being dragged through the mud because his company that he's attached to, where he got paid something like $100,000, I don't know if it was a month or whatever, to be a part of, was promoting, so the indictment says, lies to divide people, to divide Americans. You know how many times Pool's called for that civil war, right? You ever hear me call for that? No. But I also don't reach millions and millions and millions of people. I'm also not, you know, reshared and Elon, although he watches, because we all know he probably does, right? He doesn't reshare and he doesn't post and he doesn't comment on mine, but he did comment many times on theirs. Makes one wonder. But for whatever reason, coinky dinky do or not, 6 months ago, this is what I said.
Tim Pool is, right? Of course, a lot of people think that he's on the side of righteousness, good. He's a truth seeker and all of that stuff. But, I mean, his record kind of proves who the guy is, especially when it comes to all the things that happened in the past. But he's one of those people. He's what many people might call a propagandist, right? He has a certain set of people that he kind of jives with. And let me put this over here. He's one of those people that I call, they give out marching orders. You know, things that, you know, are parroted then from them to those that watch, to the spear of those that watch. Because it's all, and it's one of those things, it's systematic. It comes at you in such a way, something that's controlled, where society isn't controlled enough that the next step has to be controlling your very faith. But it's now, it's like, this is what happens in the scriptures. This is the moment where the beast turns on the harlot. This is the moment where this is what happens, trying to direct you in a certain direction, in the direction. In the scriptures, it says this is what's going to happen. In the end days, men are going to be lovers of themselves. They're going to be boastful. They're going to be proud. They're going to be blasphemers. They're going to be lovers of themselves and pleasures of the world, but not things of God. They're going to be so self-absorbed, so full of just animosity towards anyone that doesn't see things their way. Abominable. And this is what's promoted in the world. The marching orders. Ask Tim Pool, you know, how advanced and how awakened he is. Look into Tim Pool and some of the things that he may have done or may have said. Look into Tim Pool, how he was on Rogan. How did Tim Pool get on Rogan? These are the things, these are the questions that I ask. Why? Because these people, they want to make it like it's a noble thing to be able to tear other people down. That's all right, because I'll tell you one thing, you're going to start to see even these people kind of be revealed for who they are. Watch it. You'll see. I mean, we'll put it out there. We'll put it out there. If they be corrupt, I think it's time, Lord. I mean, what do you think?
I mean, that's interesting, don't you think? Take a look. 6 months before. That's very strange. I do that once in a while where I'll, I'll get a feel and I'm like, you know, Lord, did the same thing with the Tates who, they're finding out like right now what they're getting. All their assets have been taken and everything else. I did the same thing. I said, Lord, maybe it's time for people to know. You're putting your trust and your faith and everything else. And, you know, I got to tell you, I have people that have watched me for years, friends of mine. They've never even been in touch with these people. And they'll defend them, you know, defend. I've never gotten $10 million from anybody like that. I've never gotten anything close to that. The only thing I got is I got Truly Free and I'm not even ready to promote it, but that's the best product. If you want to get something toxic free for your laundry and everything else, go to trulyfreehome.com. It'll change the way you clean your house. You won't have to worry about getting any kind of terrible, you know, I don't know, disease or cancer or whatever is attached to chemicals and all the terrible stuff. And everything's environmentally sound and everything's sourced locally. And it just is a great company. And they do sponsor the channel. So go to trulyfreehome.com if you want to support. But, you know, they're not paying me. You buy their product and then I get something. And you get like 30% off if you use code Jacob. My point of saying all this is there's a reason why, you know, these big name influencers are put in front of you. There's a reason why, because a divided house can't stand. But there's something that's happening. I don't know if you noticed, and you've been watching on the channel for a long time, because I say some, you know, weird things, like what I said about Trump before, you know, the first election, where I said, oh, you know, he's going to lose, but don't worry, he's going to come back stronger than ever before. I had that weird dream, and you know, he was in the coffin, and then here we are, right? Here we are. But also somebody that I've talked about time and time and time again on the channel is Tulsi Gabbard. You know Tulsi. I don't know if you know this about Tulsi, but a lot of people think that I'm like a huge fan. And as a character in this the movie of the apocalypse, which is what we're all in, which is a good thing, because it's the coming of Christ, the kingdom of heaven coming to earth as it is in heaven, so it will be on earth. It's a new day, it's a new time, it's a new life. I think that's a song or something. But Tulsi, a lot of people think that you know, that I'm like a huge fan. I don't know anything really about her. I mean, she seems perfect. I love, but I knew, and you know this, from when she was on stage wearing that white, trying to be president, going head to head with Kamala. How about that? That thing went viral, her back and forth with Kamala. She was wearing all white. I said, oh, she's going to be right next to Trump. You need Trump, remember? And I was upset on the show, and I said, oh, I'm upset. Called her Wonder Woman for so long, because I said, he's the Batman, she's Wonder Woman, they gotta get together, has to happen. And now all of a sudden, guess who's calling Tulsi Gabbard? Wonder Woman. Yeah, that's right, Robert Kennedy Jr., who, by the way, I don't know if you remember or not, you know, I had a dream about where he was giving this speech, and I said I'd be the first to applaud him. I remember I came on social media, this was right after the accident, and I told everybody about this dream that I had, and I shared it with all of you, and then there he was on the screen giving his speech. Then it was like the wrestling moment with the sparklers in the background, and he's going on stage, and he's shaking Trump's hand. They're the unity party. Now here he is, not off the ballots, on the ballots. I put out a weird little post that I kind of said, why would I do this, right? I've been saying Trump for so long, you know, as if am I concerned really about what people think about me at this point with all the things I've talked about over the years? But I had this dream and I felt like I was supposed to say, nope, you know, Trump, you didn't pick Tulsi, so it's gonna go to Robert Kennedy. That's what I said. And it may still happen, because, you know, the funny thing is he's still on the ballot everywhere. And we have something coming up very shortly. And this is like a new timeline, or I call it like just a swerve in the story or a twist of the story that they're telling. Because what better than somebody who's independent, you know, because you got these two divisive parties. What better than him, the snake catcher, you know, as opposed to the guy who has the snake poem. So I said, oh, it's going to go to him. I didn't know what that meant. You know, I just felt like I never saw J.D. Vance up there. I always saw Tulsi. I always saw Tulsi being part of the story. I knew that she was important. And so I said that. And now she is. Now she is, just like I said. Isn't that strange? Isn't that amazing? Team unity? Part of the Justice League, which I actually did a whole video about, saying that it's the Justice League. And why wouldn't it be the Justice League? We're Gen Xers, right? And what was like as I loved the Justice League. And then, of course, the Legion of Doom, which was on the thumbnail of the video that I shared. I mean, that's strange, don't you think? That's a little strange. You know, here I'm sharing the Justice League, the Legion of Doom, the whole thing, because Gen X, of course, we're big fans. Of course, it's going to strike an emotion, because we're the people that are kind of like probably the most influential, I would imagine. I mean, I love the Justice League, you know, but I knew Tulsi Gabbard was coming on the scene, right? Did I not? Did I not tell everybody from back in the day? And then here she is, Robert Kennedy Jr. himself saying Wonder Woman has just joined the Justice League for the Unity Party. Something's happening. The storytelling on all of this is, it's enthralling. But is the story real? Is the story true? Or is it more just to get you involved? Is it more wrestling? Which you know Jacob knows something about because I wrote for them back in the day. It was 1999, 2000. When it was, you know, ratings were through the roofs and they barely paid me because I was like a nobody. But God placed me there, of all things. And I created the right to censor. I used to write all of those long speeches about how corrupt and how one day everybody would know how corrupt Vince McMahon is. And look where he is now. God places us where we're meant to be for whatever reason. God inspires us. I, for a long time, have learned over the years that just if I'm inspired to say something, just to say it. So when I saw Tulsi Gabbard, I said, oh, she's going to be with Trump. I know it. I thought she was going to be the VP. You know, still part of me does, but I knew she was going to be so important in the administration. Once again, she is a lieutenant for the PSYOP division. I don't know if you know this, but this is true. She is. She's a lieutenant colonel. She's pretty high up there in PSYOPs. But I mean, look, you know, does that mean anything? What do I know? I'm not saying that she's on the level or not. I don't know. But I do know Robert Kennedy Jr. said that Wonder Woman has joined the Justice League. And I do know that Trump put out that picture of the Justice League not too long after. You know, I mean, I've been talking about this stuff for years. And then here it is. Because what my hope is that while they're telling their stories, that you will dig a little bit deeper and understand that the only story that matters is the story that God placed in your heart when it comes to living your life the way God wants you to. Meaning to love people, to be kind, you know, to not get dragged down into the things of the world, to not follow after, you know, a church leader or a religious group or an influencer or a guru, but to go to God. Just that's what God wanted. The people didn't want that. They said to Moses, no, you go and you tell us. We'll subscribe to your channel, Moses, right? It didn't make Moses too happy when he came down from the mountain. He saw everybody was just so corrupt. I feel that way. I look around. You know, I do these videos about, like, you know, these influencers, and people give me a hard time. A tree is always known by its fruit, my friends. A tree is always known by its fruit. And so if I say in 2024, I feel like 23 to 24 is going to be like the year of, you know, if they be corrupt, and we see one person who's corrupt after another person who's corrupt after another one being revealed, maybe there's something to it. Maybe there is. Maybe there's something to the reason why I saw the Batman Wonder Woman story. And when he didn't pick Tulsi as a vice president, which I always felt like Tulsi was going to be at his side, I was just beside myself. I really was. But now that she's there again, within a certain amount of time, like I said, it's interesting. Let me show you this. On April 1st, 2024, now this is long before Tulsi joined Trump's teams, long before, you know, Kennedy and everything that's happened, okay? This is long before that. It's April 1st, 2024, okay? Which, I mean, major coinky-dinky-do, all right? Major coinky-dinky-do. Considering I wrote the Trump miracle, I said was coming, even Trump himself now declares, but something happens next. Will Tulsi Gabbard be the one who helps Trump find his way again? It's time to finish the story. But what is the real story, I said. I said, who says it tomorrow? It's time to finish the story. Because now, that's their slogan. Bobby's VP choice put out. She put out a video saying, finish the story. And of course, Elon, what did he do? He put it out himself. Here we are, and it has now 19 million views, and it's this whole thing. And the whole point is, it's time to finish the story. Strange? Now, don't you think it's strange that I said the same thing? On April 1st, 2024. strange. It's almost like, and I don't have like, I'm not a time traveler. I don't have like a crystal ball. I don't know what's going on. But it's not just Russia that we have to worry about. Now we have to worry about China too. Turns out, Miss Kathy Hochul, who's my governor, who, you know, I've said many times that it would be time for her to be, you know, if they'd be corrupted, that have that revealed too. And it turns out her top aide and Cuomo's aide, top aide, Chinese spy, was charged as a Chinese spy. Kathy Hochul. Yeah, exactly 9 months, 19 days after I said, oh, well, could be revealed that, like, you know, China could be in the mix somehow in regards to Kathy Hochul. I think this is just me once again, and I don't know, because I'm just a speculator. I just look at the landscape and I say, oh, I think this may happen next. I think that there's a big push. I don't even know if we're really the United States anymore. I think that there's this like a global thing going on, and I think little by little they're implementing this rule. Then it's going to be very much like social credit system in China over here, just so you know. Yeah, that's what's happened. Well, listen to what Kathy Hochul had to say about the massive surveillance that's going on social media. They got like millions of dollars that are being put out to this. She says very clearly, she goes, if you post something that is hateful and is what they consider to be hate speech, which is not good. You know, I told Danielle about this morning. I said, you know, people got to be careful what they're posting now. And she says, well,
maybe you shouldn't be on social media.
I go, that's my job. That's what I do. How am I supposed to reach people? That's the place. It's like, it would be like telling, you know, it would be like telling somebody, yo, no, you can't go out there and talk to people. You got to just keep it to yourself. I can't keep this to myself. But I preach love. I preach tolerance. I talk about unity and forgiveness. Not the people that she's supposedly coming after. These people are doing horrible things, they say.
Also, we're very focused on the data we're collecting from surveillance efforts. What's being said on social media platforms. And we have launched an effort to be able to counter some of the negativity and reach out to people when we see hate speech being spoken about on online platforms. Our media analysis, our social media analysis unit, has ramped up its monitoring of sites to catch incitement to violence, direct threats to others. And all this is in response to our desire, our strong commitment to ensure that not only do New Yorkers be safe, but they also feel safe. Because personal security is about everything for them. As I said, no one walking down the street or in a subway should feel they have to hide any indications of what their religious beliefs are.
I mean, that's strange with Kathy Hochul, right? Nine months, 19 days after I said, you know, I feel like maybe, you know, the country that we once, you know, that we're looking back to right now. We're going to finish the story. We want that Camelot back, right? Maybe those days are over. Maybe there has been some kind of, I don't know. I find it hard to believe that, you know, we're not given a chance to decide who gets to run. You know, I don't know if you noticed, but there aren't really many debates anymore. There aren't many people running. There was like Kamala was just kind of put in. All of this stuff is sus. But God's revealing things. God's revealing some things. We got the Chinese spy. We got the Russian propagandists peddling millions of dollars for the people that I'm going to get people in the comment section defending. It probably won't be real people, most likely. It probably will be a bunch of bots, because I don't think you know this or not, but AI is so everywhere. That it's so everywhere. You don't even know that I've found myself to be arguing with, I think they're people, but they turn out, I look back and I'm like, oh my goodness, they just joined up like 5 seconds ago. You find out that, you know, the world is not exactly what's being presented. The dragon comes down at the end when Christ is about to be birthed and floods the earth from his mouth. And if the dragon is the devil and the devil's the father of all lies, then it's all lies. Remember I did the videos about the AIs and I said, oh, they could be the three unclean spirits that come out of the dragon, the false prophet, and the beast. I did that great, cool video about that. Well, the world has been flooded with lies. So what can you trust? Can you trust your eyes? Do you trust your influencers? Or do you trust your intuition? Do you trust that still small voice? Do you pray to God? Do you judge a tree by its fruit? If they show love, then you know that it's of God. Very simple. Jesus said, you want to fulfill the law? Love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your might. Love others like yourself. You do that, the story's finished. So it's time for us to finish the story. But it's strange. Because now it's like every day there's another thing that I said that is now news. And am I so great? No, I'm not so great. I want to be used. I believe that I came from a great creator. I know that it's important to love because I love. So of course I'm in the image of that God. But the God that everybody serves today is ugly and angry and they're liars and they're haters. And they focus on the things of the flesh. Do you know that I haven't had any Pinot? Not that I ever had like a problem or anything else. I used to have like a couple bottles of wine a week. I would. I'd have my Pinot and I'd work for hours. Because you'd sit here for, you know, 10 hours sometimes just getting a show together. I don't anymore. I feel like it's time to be next level with this. Especially since, you know, this accident, which was connected to a video I did that I found was like, it was like a jubilee. It's a new time. I went to the doctor, by the way. I guess so many people are asking about me, praying about me. I went to the doctor and what I found was everything that he said the first time was true. Nothing has changed except for he just made it a lot clearer. He said, you lost dramatic high frequency hearing in your right ear. And he says it's nerve damage. And he wants to make sure that there's nothing else going on that he, so I'm going in for an MRI. I just went in for an MRI with contrast. I haven't got the results, but you know, this noise that I have, which I made jokes about, I said, oh, it's like I can hear the Matrix. I mean, it's very strange because it's not this nonstop boring through my head noise that is so loud that and the more I talk about it, the more I hear it. Unless I'm outside in nature, it's really nice when you have everything around you. You don't focus on it as much. That's probably a lesson right there. I need to go outside more, touch the grass, as they say. But in the scriptures, you know what God does? If he makes his servant, he pierces his servant in the ear, through the ear. And the word is bore, like boring a hole into the guy's head so that he could be a bondservant. So this is almost like this is a mark that I've been given. Like Jacob didn't walk the same after he had his Achilles tendon tear. A lot of people think that it's, you know, it was his thigh, but I did a video about this and it's actually probably an Achilles tendon tear, which by the way, I tore. Jacob didn't walk the same afterwards. I have not walked the same since this accident that happened on the 20th, which was like moon day. It's a lot of weird stuff surrounding this accident. Remember Agent Smith, the 111, all the videos that I did. If you haven't seen them, you should check them out. But I haven't been the same. I'm not walking the same. I'm even uploading poems that I'm now working with like an app where it turns it into a song. And I'm even sharing them the last couple of videos because I don't want you to have nothing to watch. And I want to encourage you. And I've been writing poetry and I've been writing for years and I'm going to share what I feel led to share. And I hope that it blesses you. I hope this show has blessed you. I feel like there's just so much happening right now that I needed to come on here and show you, hey, I said it was going to happen. I did. And here it is. It's happening. So what do we got to be stressed about? We just got to be looking forward. And I know that something good is coming. Even today, you know, we've been talking about that laptop, the laptop bong that I've been talking about since 2015. Hunter's on his way in. Can you believe that? He's on his way in. Ironically, exactly 440 days ago, I reposted a video where I explained everything about it. I did. exactly 444 days ago.
Well, the big news today, Hunter Biden has pled guilty. Preliminary charges, of course, this is a big deal because, of course, if they're admitting to a little bit of guilt here, imagine what's coming because of stuff that's found on his laptop, which is something that we've talked about on the channel. I talked about it in this video and this video and this video. Many years ago in 2015, I had a dream about a laptop and I said this. In the dream, somebody that I know came up to me and he was with somebody else I didn't know who had a laptop. And in the laptop, it was like you opened it up and it looked like it was all bubbling and was red. And it looked like something bad, right? And they were bringing it in. And the guy next to me said, oh, dude, it's a bong. And I go, well, that doesn't look like a bong to me. So for a long time, I've been telling everybody we're biding our time, and it looks like I was right.
Ironically, I had asked Tulsi Gabbard online. I said, how long will it be before Tulsi talks about the laptop? And then I said, like, this is a test. And it was exactly 111 days later. And she was pointing out all of this stuff. It's an interesting ride that we're all on. That's why, you know, I tell everybody to be buckled up. This is the day we're in. It's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day. Don't get sucked into these stories and think that the world is coming to an end. Don't be quick to say something isn't true. If you don't know, just accept that everything that's happening may be there for you to learn from spiritually, you know, to have empathy, to make peace where there's war. Maybe it's time for us to speak in authority and power, and that our words be used to make this world a better place. You know, maybe we don't need Bobby Kennedy to put a nice shine on the office, which is probably what's going to happen. But doesn't mean that Trump's not going to still be in charge, by the way. It doesn't mean that at all. But what it does mean is that, you know, regardless of this world, Jesus said, he says, you know, render unto Caesar what Caesar's. Be a productive member of the community. Do good in the world. Don't be scared about what's coming. Anything that's meant to be revealed is going to be revealed. It's going to be shouted from the rooftops. That's why you're hearing of all of these people. Don't be quick to defend people that are hateful and say that all couldn't possibly be true when, you know, those people would probably never, ever respond to you if you emailed them. I respond to pretty much everybody. I mean, it's hard sometimes. And by the way, if you want, you can reach out to me here. You can reach out to me on X. And if you want me to follow you, as long as you're, like I said, sometimes I don't see everybody, by the way, and I'm not on nonstop. But unless I see really controversial stuff, I'll follow you right back if you ask for it. If you're a fan, if you love what's being done here and you support the channel, I want to support you too. And that's a way to do it because I get so many stories. So many people are overcoming great obstacles right now. It ain't just you. It ain't just me. We're a family of people that I'm telling you. One of my shows is coming up is on the Star of Jacob that's actually showing up. It's a prophecy. And this Star of Jacob has to do with the Israelites. You know, they were getting so powerful and so big, and they were about to enter into another land, and the world was taking notice. And the world is going to take notice of what God is doing today. All right. I love each and every one of you. Do me a favor. Hit the like button. Share the channel around. Subscribe. Do all you got to do. I hope that this was a good show back. It was a little bit difficult for me. That's why I pre-taped it. But I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know in the comment section what you think. Please be a part of helping this video to be seen by more people. Just by reposting it is great. But if you could say, wow. You gotta see this. God is real. Or, wow, you'll never believe this. Or, this is something that really you have to watch if you feel that way. That'll get people to watch. Sharing it. Click the link. Leave a comment. Like. Do those things. But sharing it is the only way. Because you can't count on the system to do the Lord's work, right? So, I'm hoping to do the Lord's work. And I hope that you can help me to do it. My arms I could use some people to lift me up. And I got people lifting me up right now. And I'm so grateful for all of you. And you know who you are. All the people that are doing what they can to help me. To help me. And they're like, take it easy. Don't feel like you got to do video after video. Like, it was just I'm so grateful for all of you. I love you all so much. But I tell you one thing. Many hands make for light work. So thank you. I love you all. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
With our fearful cry, and for many it ends the same. That is because upon ourselves we took the sins of the world, all the fear, all the lies, all the hate, and all the shame. We talked of who we were when we believed we were simply our past, our heartache, our traditions, our beliefs and our name. Trapped in a cycle of what could've, should've, would've, until we have the wisdom, the courage and the wherewithal to change. Ignorance of the power within, because of this world spin, making the same mistakes again and again and again. The gods of this world have become blind, powerless, deaf, dumb, and lame. Arise, arise, O existing one, the one who hides behind the eyes of those who gnash their teeth, weep, hate, and blame. For there is a beast ruling in your stead that you must help us to tame. So gone will be the days when babes come into this world with a fearful cry and leave the same.